listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your local news briefing. Police are door-knocking areas of Rockhampton, seeing spikes in vehicle thefts in the hopes of informing residents before they too can become victims. Across the city, there's been more than 380 cases of unlawful use of a motor vehicle so far this year, with parts of the city, Park Avenue and Coongal emerging as hotspots. Acting Senior Sergeant David Bletchley says social media can be useful in combating crime, but offences need to be reported to police and people need to look after their own safety as the top priority.
If they've got the ability to record the vehicle and the manner in which it's driving, great, dash cam, phone, using your phone as long as you're pulled to the side of the road and stopped.
It may feel like we're seeing more intense and frequent weather events like rain, fire and sea level rises, and that's backed up by findings in the latest State of the Climate report. The biannual report prepared by the CSIRO and Bureau of Meteorology also finding the first known coral bleaching on the Great Barrier Reef during a La Niña event. It claims our ocean temps have risen by more than a degree since 1900, and we can expect that trend to continue into the future. And Federal Labor has confirmed it's scrapping funding for the Agriculture Shows Development Grants Program. In Estimates Week, Ag Minister Murray Watt says $14 million in funding for ag shows was being reprioritised. Federal Member for Flynn, Colin Boyce, says it's a kick in the guts.
Estimates has sadly proved Labor is taking even more money out of regional and rural Australia, with infrastructure funding for ag shows now gone, including in my electorate of Flynn. We already know Labor has taken billions away from regions, scrapping water and major infrastructure commitments.
Checking sport now, the Port City Pirates will be making the trip to Mackay this weekend as the city hosts a gridiron doubleheader. Our Central Queensland side will take on the Cairns Falcons. And the new season of Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project podcast is now available exclusively on Listener. Download the app and listen for free.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.